Great. Second thing that I don't know, that I find incredibly helpful is to recognize that the value of these 3 days are going to be the insights that you have, not the information that you receive. Not the good ideas. There'll be good ideas. There'll be information. Can't help it, right? I'm going to make all sorts of constructs that look really cool, and you're going to want to write them down, and you're going to wonder, why doesn't he want me to write them down? This is really cool. And then you're going to make constructs that look really cool and go, oh my God, I got a new model. And you're going to go, hey, everybody, look at my new model. And they're going, wow, nice new model. And then you're going to bump into the edges of that and think you need another new model. And what we're talking about is model making. What we're talking about is that people have conceptual minds. And most of us have conceptual minds run amok. So we have conceptual minds that are continually making stuff up and then acting as if they're real and then wondering why the world keeps collapsing. Or wondering why it feels a little shaky, but carrying on blissfully unaware that it's shaky because we made it up. And that there is solid ground, but it isn't in the concept. So as best you can, when I talk about insight, sometimes insight, I'm aware, that becomes a thing. Ooh, insight. Okay, how do I get one of those? Where do I put them? Can I put insights in a notebook, or do I have a good ideas notebook, an insight notebook? Right. Left hand, right hand. Right, an insight is just a way of talking about when you see something, when you get something, when you just know something. And it's you get it like you get a joke. It's just you laugh, or you cry, or you have no particular feeling about it, but you just get it. Oh, okay. You know, I was talking to a group yesterday. We were joking that, you know, nobody ever marches down Whitehall carrying placards about their insights. The sky is blue! The sky is blue! Right? No, it's just like, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe you don't see the sky as blue, but I don't really need to protest. Right? That's how you kind of how you know it's an insight, is you just get it. It's no big deal. It's kind of obvious once you see it. And often, at least with me, you feel like an idiot that you didn't see it before because it's so obvious. Right? I mean, I like the Charlton Heston insights. I do. I like the, you know, when God comes down and says, "Lo, you are a child of God!" But, like, for me, they're almost all Homer Simpson. Like, oh, how did I not see that? That's just made up. Oh, right? That's how it is. That's what we're here for. And so everything that we do is designed as an insight catalyst. Right? The value isn't in what we do. It is in whatever you see through the doing of it. And so after each little exercise, each little thing, after each break, I'm going to ask you, what are you seeing? And that's what we're here for.